relatively early in the programme, and with a passing reference yesterday too, we talked about the Gobbins, and people would love to be on the Gobbins Cliff footpath, but the opportunity doesn't exist at the moment. Let me speak to Oliver McMullen, MLA. Oliver, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Oliver, you're particularly concerned about the Gobbins Cliff Path. It isn't open and it's not available to tourists.
That's correct, Frank. And from getting information this last week or so, it's been closed since June. And I've been told it'll not be open to the end of August, but they're hoping maybe around the last week in August, around the 20th or some date they got there, but it's penciled in for opening, hopefully, around the end of August.
Yes, there's ongoing maintenance being carried out, and I'm not 100% sure what sort of maintenance they're doing, considering it is a relatively new attraction.
Well, this is the problem, Frank. This is not the first time that this maintenance has been carried out. And indeed, it's not the first time that this centre has been closed. The public are now even saying that this place has been closed more often than it has been opened. The maintenance, from what I hear, is rockfall down onto the pass. Now, if this is the case, which I believe it is, then this should have been dealt with when the facility was being made ready. Because if you build something on a cliff, the first thing I would have thought you'd have looked at was that there'd be no problems or no bother with a rock fall onto the pathways.
Yeah, there seems to have been a lack of foresight. The website statement from the council says it is with regret that the council has closed the Gobbins Cliff Path on Monday the 20th of June, and that is a long time ago, due to an increase in recorded levels of natural rockfall. As a coastal visitor experience exposed to the elements, the Gobbins will require ongoing routine maintenance involving scaling of the cliff face to mitigate the effects of coastal erosion of the path. A process of scaling has now been commenced, and while this is ongoing, it would be unsafe for visitors to use the path. The Gobbins Visitor Centre and Exhibition area will continue to be open, and we will encourage visitors to keep checking for updates on reopening. And that really is from the 20th of June that's been up there. It's now the 2nd of August. And there must be a lot of men on ropes up there, you know, putting wire against the falling rock.
Look, Frank, this should have been done from day one. We done this on the Antrim Coast Road. The road service done this on the Antrim Coast Road, and it has worked absolutely magnificently. Now, I don't understand what the people were doing here when they designed or got this place ready. There's been nearly between 7 and 10 million pounds spent on this project. It has to get at least 70,000 through the doors to break even. Now, we all look forward to this place getting opened. It was going to be a flagship tourist attraction because the people on the Coast Road, the B&Bs, the holiday owners, the hotels, all of the tourist providers saw this as a great opportunity. Now, the ratepayers within Larne Council at that time and from the new Mid and East Antrim Council are paying for something. And don't forget that the ratepayers have contributed around about £2 million, just over £2 million towards this project. The Stormont Deddy, the old Deddy department, donated £2.5 million. And we had Interreg money here through the Republic of Ireland of £3.5 million. And we still can't keep it open. Now, the whole of the Gobbins here, you've read out the statement there, Frank. That's from close from June, practically the start of the summer season. And it's not going to be open to August, which is nearly the end of the summer season for quite a lot of people.
Yeah, it is a shame that they hadn't prepared it to the extent where it would have eradicated any threat of a rockfall. But they are where they are, as I've said before in this programme, and they can't take any risk with people walking under the guys who are doing the maintenance work.
That's correct. But those risks were known when it was being designed, Frank. You don't build something on a cliff face or a rock face, and the first thing you need to think of is safety for those people you're encouraging to use the project. And I totally agree with you there. Safety comes first. But if you haven't got the safety aspect right, if whoever designed this, do we go back to them and say, what did you do wrong here? Because it looks as if that the ratepayers once again is going to pick up the bill for this. Now, we must get this right and keep it open, because you can't be putting a sign or something up on the web and telling people, check to see if the availability of it's open before you come. What's that? What kind of a message is that sending out? We need somebody to step in here. I've already written to the Minister at Stormont asking the Minister to investigate what's going on here, because if we're not able to work with it at local level or not deal with it at local level, then there needs to be government intervention here to make sure we have the right people there dealing with it. If we're going to have men swinging on ropes, knocking off loose rock, that's fine. But there needs to be something else put in its place to catch that rock before it falls, as the same as it done on the Antrim Coast Road.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with what you're saying. The relevant minister at the moment, who is that you've written to?
I've written off to the minister, and I hope, and I'm waiting for some word back. With the recess now, it may be hard, but I'm hoping to get word back possibly this week, yeah, maybe next week.
I'm just trying to figure out in my head here.
Simon Hamilton, I think.
Is it Simon that's responsible for the goblins? I lose track of who's doing what.
I'm the same.
Can you work up there?
I've been off in the summer, Frank. My brain hasn't kicked in yet.
that's not so bad, because with the new portfolios, you're always trying to figure out who does what.
Yes.
Oliver, thanks for raising it. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Oliver McMullen, MLA, not happy with the Goblins being closed now into the third month in the summertime. It really is. It's poor form. But health and safety does come first.